Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Hakim has stated, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Allah ta'ala says that, O you people who believe, the people of Iman, the men and women of faith and belief, Allah is giving the order that remember me. Do the dhikr of Allah. Remember Allah, your creator. This is the hukm of Allah. This is the order of Allah. And after this order, it is lazim on every person who has iman, woman or man, to grab hold of the dhikr of Allah, to remember Allah. The person who doesn't remember Allah, Allah has said in the Quran that that person has forgotten me. The human being is ashraf al-makhluqat, the superior, ashraf, best, highest form of creation. All of the creation, apart from man, is lower in status than man. Rather, we can understand that all of the creatures in the world and the rest of creation are the khadim of the human beings. They are created to serve the human beings. Allah Ta'ala has given a duty to all the creatures and animals. For example, the honeybee, it has a duty to serve mankind. It manufactures honey, doesn't eat it itself, doesn't sell it, but it gives it to us. Allah Ta'ala's hukam, order is serve the man to the honeybee, Allah Ta'ala has ordered. And the order to the chicken is lay the eggs. And to the order to the oceans is, to the fish in the oceans is that the fish are presented to mankind. Allah Ta'ala orders the clouds, allow the water to rain down on the human beings. Allah has given order to the soil, the earth, that grow, allow the trees, the fruits and the vegetables to come out from yourself. Allah Ta'ala has given order to the trees to grow fruits on the branches. Everything in the universe has a duty to serve mankind. Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Allah Ta'ala said that nothing is there in the universe which is negligent or lazy from the dhikr of Allah. Everything in the universe remembers Allah. Every creature, every particle, every atom, and serves the human being, mankind. It remembers Allah and serves mankind. And it's surprising, sad, that we, the human beings, we eat Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas, we take the service from the creatures, but we ourselves are lazy from dhikr of Allah. How pathetic, how sad that we, the ashraf al-makhlukat, for whom the creatures have been created, and they do dhikr of Allah themselves, and we don't remember Allah. Allah Ta'ala said that you take all my ni'mas and you don't remember me. Allah is so kareem. This is the hukum of Allah that we have to do. We can't turn our face on this. How can we not do dhikr? How can we not remember Allah? But Allah is raheem, He is kareem on us human beings, that despite us turning away from His order, Allah Ta'ala has also put big, big rewards on His dhikr. He's not left this action empty-handed. That obey my order, and on doing dhikr, I will give you many, many rewards. Many, many rewards. Numerous rewards in different ways. If a person does dhikr of Allah, if he does it on his own, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give him reward. And if a person does the dhikr of Allah amongst a gathering or congregation, the unique reward for that, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Sayyid Khudri radiyallahu anhu, both are sahabi. This hadith is in Tirmidhi, Ahmad, Mishqat, in Sahih Muslim, and also in Fadaili Amal. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi has narrated this hadith, and various times before I've recited this hadith, that when a congregation of people, when a gathering of people, when a collection of people, when a group of people get together to do the dhikr of Allah, what is the objective? To remember Allah. Like we are here today. And we should be grateful for this, for Allah bringing us together. When a jama'ah gets together, forms for Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that from Allah, four rewards come down on that gathering. This is Ramadan. Think, it's happening. Right now, four rewards immediately descend or are given to this gathering. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Sayyid, and they start the hadith like this, that we bear witness, we testify that we heard, we saw and heard the Prophet ﷺ saying this to companions. That when a group of people get together for the sake of remembering Allah, then Allah Ta'ala gives four rewards to that gathering. This is significant. First is with regards to the malaika, the angels. That Allah Ta'ala gives the order and the angels descend to that gathering, and the whole gathering that is remembering Allah, the angels surround that gathering. Big, big reward. Second, Ghashiyatul Rahma. Allah Ta'ala says that my Rahma, my mercy, surrounds that gathering, envelopes that gathering. Allahu Akbar. Are we capable of this? And what is the reason we're getting this? Because we are sitting here with the niyyah to do Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, and with the fadl of Allah, we're getting this reward. Yes, the millions of angels, the group of angels seeking, surrounding the gathering, Allah's Rahma surrounding the gathering. Third reward, amazing reward. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَكِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the angels will gather around the gathering of dhikr, and Allah ta'ala's rahmah will surround the gathering, and from Allah ta'ala will come sakina, peace, and this will descend into the hearts of the dhakirin. What is sakina? The mufassirin, the commentators have stated that sakina is a very special gift from paradise that will be given to the people of paradise. Sakina is only for the people of Jannah. When a jannati will go into Jannah, he will be given sakina as a gift. And sakina will be such a great treasure that all the losses and the regrets of the world, all day long we sway to and fro, oh, this and that, problems, issues, worries. Life is that we're living in this dunya. It's not empty from all the problems. So when a person will rise from the qabr, go through hashr, through the phases of the akhirah, when he will reach to paradise, the first reward he'll be given is sakina, peace, satisfaction, due to which all of the worries will disappear. Everything will disappear. Just like, you know, you give an injection to a person and suddenly he's alert. He's awake. The same way the jannati will get sakina. So this comes in this dunya also to that jamaat on the earth. Allah gives to that congregation who sits for the dhikr of Allah. Special, amazing, amazing, imagine. Amazing. And the fourth reward that is mentioned in the hadith, wa dhakram Allahu. Allah Ta'ala says, indahu, according to the hadith, subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this majlis, due to this majlis, when the report is given to Allah of this majlis, Allah Ta'ala will mention amongst his special gathering that how he is proud and happy about the dhakirin. So let's see now. Are we capable? Look at our status. Are we worthy? Are we worthy? And the great rewards Allah Ta'ala is given for what reason? That just one niyyah we have come here for, to sit here to remember Allah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha. O people who believe, O people of Iman, look at the rewards. That we are lazy, negligent. Why do we run away from Allah Ta'ala's dhikr? The Quran is witness, the hadith is witness. And why does the nafs destroy us? Why does it take us far from the dhikr of Allah? The Quran is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha kathiran. Allah Ta'ala doesn't just say dhikr, He says dhikran kathira. That do dhikr and do it in abundance, in high quantity. Or for example, if someone says to eat something, and eat it a lot in abundance. So don't hold back. Don't worry, I've made nice chicken, nice dish, nice food, nice delicacies. So Allah Ta'ala says that Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha, not just dhikr, but dhikrun kathira, Allah Ta'ala says. And upon this is a unique thing here, that wahid, there is this one dish from Allah Ta'ala. Wahid, the one dish. Look, take any dish, anything with which the word kathiran is attached. Hajj, do it once in your life. Fasting, ayyamun ma'dudat. Allah Ta'ala says, just a few days you have got to fast. Salah, 5 times farad in the day. That's it. Not all day long. Zakat, there's a boundary. There's a condition. Isn't it? Allah Ta'ala hasn't put endless quantity, but wherever dhikr is mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says dhikr kathiran kathira. The more Allah says kathira, the more we run away from dhikr. Yeah, imagine the season of Ramadan, climate of Ramadan, Asr to Maghrib, the peak time of barakat, rahmas of Allah that descend to the world, rahma of Allah descends to the world, fadl of Allah descends to us, and we have in our hands, within our realm, the ibadat that we can perform and do easily, dhikr of Allah. And we read this Quran all the time. And we listen to the hadith and read the hadith and listen to the ulama ikram, the scholars. And our hearts have become black and rocks. Summum bukumun umyun, Allah Ta'ala says. They are like deaf and dumb and blind. If I talk about money, assets, outside the car, there's a £10,000 car, free of charge. Come on, brothers, 5 minutes. We'll all run out and push each other and get injured. And we'll have wounds. But we'll run to be first to get that car. That £10,000 car. Run towards the dunya. Run after the dunya. I've given you a small example. Running after the dunya, the world, material assets. That's what we do. And we are lazy for dhikr. And Allah remembers, because our brains have become dead. The brain cells are dead. Nafs and shaitan have taken us over. We should listen to these verses time and time again. I read hadith time and time again. For my taqwa. For my iman. I'm weak. You are mashallah strong. You brothers have come. Maybe I wouldn't have even come. So for this reason, I keep on saying these verses of the Quran, keep on repeating these hadith. Time and time again, we have to hear from the ulama ikram, the scholars. Go on jama'ah, listen in jama'ah, when we're in jama'ah. One point, the same point, like parrots. Why? Why do you have to keep on listening? Because Allah Ta'ala says that if we don't understand and keep on being repeatedly told time and time again, after hearing, if our brains had the right capacity, after hearing one verse, we would never ever consider leaving dhikr of Allah. Never ever, if we knew that there's a majlis sitting to do dhikr of Allah congregation, our brains wouldn't even contemplate leaving that gathering. For a second, and Allah says, dhikr kathiran kathira. This is Allah's Quran saying this. Now we are doing the amal. Allah says 5 times salah. We pray 5 times salah. Hajj comes in the life once. So here kathir, what dhikr do we do kathir? To do it all the time. Will you do tasbih 10,000, 20,000, 3,000? Kathir, what is kathir? Kathir means without any upper limit. Unlimited. No boundary. No upper limit. So how will I do dhikr without any limit? Allah has given the hukam. And the person who dies without implementing this hukam, he dies a loser. Allah's hukam, the whole universe and what it contains, Allah's one order is more valuable than the whole universe. What it contains. Allah says, do my dhikr. Not this dhikr, I did 5 tasbih, or 15 times I read this kalama, or 10 times I read this, 11 times I read that, I'm happy, I'm a dhakir. No. Allah Ta'ala said, dhikran kathira. What does this mean? So hands up, who knows how to do dhikran kathira? We'll get the tasbih out of our pockets. Oh yeah, yeah, a few hundred beads. Have you ever thought what means dhikran kathira? No thought, no loss, no worry, no anxiety, no sweating. Do I know about akhirah, qiyamah, the hereafter? Do I know what's going to be useful to me? Is this going to be of use to me? Then the man thinks, what shall I do? The things that are no use to us, all day long we think about them, we run after them, we cry for them. We sweat for them. But the thing that is beneficial doesn't come into our mind. Sitting down, same thought. At home, same thought. Family, life, argument, same thought. Environment, same thought. Family and friends, same thought. Money, money, material, material, wealth, wealth. Have we ever thought? Do you do dhikr, brother? Yes, 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 I do. 10 tasbih in the morning, 5 in the evening, 3 in the afternoon. Allah's wali, Allah saying dhikran kathira. Where's kathir gone? Where's the meaning of abundance? If today, tomorrow, I pass away, I stand in front of Allah. Allah says, MashaAllah, I gave you Quran. In every part of the Quran, I said, do my dhikr, kathir and kathir. What did you do? Yes, Allah used to do 5 tasbihs in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, 10 in the evening. Allah says, I didn't tell you to do this. I told you to do kathir and kathira. So did you do kathir and kathira? Now me, you, everyone sitting here, we want to do dhikr kathira. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. What's the definition of this? What's the commentary of this verse? What is kathiran kathira? Kathiran means no limit. Unlimited. There should be no time in your day where you are passing the seconds without doing dhikr. Yes, this is the condition. There's no hukum Allah Ta'ala gives that is a burden for us. So we say, this is too hard. How can I do dhikr all the time? Allah says, no, I've given you the easiest action. And especially to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given the easiest of the deeds from all of the previous nations. They had hard times. Tawbah. Look at Tawbah. How was their repentance accepted? Today we sit down, Ramadan's come. I'm a sinner. I'm waiting for Ramadan. I'm waiting for Laylatul Qadr. We'll sit down and we'll bow our heads. And I'll say, Allah, I'm a sinner, forgive me. Allah says, I've forgiven all your deeds, sins. So easy, isn't it? But did the previous ummahs have this? How sad that they had hard times and we have easy times. Promise to yourself when Allah gives an order, deeni facts come. Don't say, oh, it's hard, it's hard. Promise this. Promise this, Allah says, promise to me, I've made deen easy for you. Always say, that this is the playing of my nafs. I am weak, Allah. Allah give me the health. Allah give me the capacity. Don't say, Allah, it's too hard for me. Keeping fast is hard for me. 20 hours is fast. Allah Ta'ala says that He knew we were to live in this country. Allah Ta'ala made the whole universe, the planet Earth, the cities, the countries, the continents. So to keep the fast here, for this reason, we make excuses. Allah, it's 20 hours. This many hours is too difficult. It's hard for me. My body can't take it. I say, you think yourself, have four fasts not passed? 4 days, don't you enjoy the fast? Don't we enjoy the fast? And you don't feel hungry, thirsty. Don't feel hungry. Don't feel thirst. And if you say to someone, oh, where are you fasting? Yes, I live in England. You know, in England, it's difficult. In Bolton, England. You know, it's 18, 20 hours. You know, suhoor is at this time. And then we break the fast at 10 p.m. Allah, 20 hours the fasting. 22 hours. And the people fasting, they're enjoying themselves. No complaints, listening, doing dhikr. Is anyone sitting here thinking about food, about iftari? And when we speak about this, the love of Allah, then even if there is a bit of laziness or tiredness or hunger, even that disappears. Who can say that is keeping the fast is hard? Why? Because whatever Allah gives is easy. When it was hard before Ramadan. Oh, Ramadan's coming. It looked like it was difficult, innit? But we jumped into it, Allah's rahmah. Jump into Allah's mercy, because there's mercy upon mercy in this blessed month. I'm not saying wrong to you, am I? I'm speaking about my feelings, my emotions, my experiences. I'm weak, I'm frail, you are mazboot, strong. I'm a person who eats a lot in the year, once in the year Ramadan. It's difficult for me, but you people are, mashallah, pious, you're like angels. It must be easy for you to fast. You must be enjoying, alhamdulillah. So what I was trying to say is that nothing is hard. So Allah Ta'ala says, kathiran kathira. Dhikr what? Kathiran kathira, do it. So today, shall I solve this issue for you about kathiran kathira, or shall I leave it for you? Shall I explain what is kathiran kathira? That we should know. That tasbih, put the tasbih in your pocket. Why do you spend money on the tasbih? These colorful tasbihs, red, blue, silver. And you do tasbih in your hand and it's like showing off to people. I'm not telling you not to use the tasbih. Before Allah Ta'ala is saying kathiran kathira, is given a simple method. Why do you run after tasbih and beads and counting? Shall I solve the issue what kathiran means? Will you do then the dhikr in that way? You won't take the dhikr, tasbih out of your pocket at the time of dhikr? Allah Ta'ala said, my servant, you mad person, look at your body. Look at your body. Look, I gave you the eyes to see with. I gave you the nose to smell with. I gave you the tongue to speak with, to discuss with, to recite Quran with. Didn't I? Allahu Akbar. I gave you your hands to do things in the world. I gave you the stomach to taking the food and drink. The kidneys do their work. The liver does its work. The lungs do its work. All of the organs, hundreds, thousands of the parts of our body are doing the work. And one vein, if it blocks, oh, it's blocked. The artery is blocked. The artery is blocked. It's not doing its work. Little artery or a vein or a, oh, that's it. I'm lost now. This is our life. Everything, Allah Ta'ala says, everything's doing its work. The eye is looking. The nose is smelling. The tongue is taking the taste or speaking. The stomach is doing its work. The fingers, the hands, everything. Allah Ta'ala says, one thing I've made, the organ, the heart. And the heart is for the dhikr of Allah. The heart is for the dhikr of Allah. The heart is for what? Dhikr of Allah, to remember Allah. And we say heart failure, heart disease. Our hearts already have disease. Our hearts have already failed. Forget about heart attack. This is called heart failure. Have you heard the hadith? That the person who does dhikr is alive and the person who doesn't do dhikr is like the dead person. So are we dead or are we alive? My heart doesn't do dhikr. My tasbih does. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Bring your heart to the dhikr of Allah. Not the tasbih. When the heart does dhikr of Allah, then it will become alive. Then you will be the dhakir who does dhikr kathir and kathira. If you tell me the kidney, your kidney is functioning. Have you ever looked at your kidney in the mirror? Is it working? Is it functioning? Is it extracting the water clean, the kidney? And you don't even know where the kidney is. It's working and it's just working. And we keep on stuffing the food into the stomach. Have you seen the stomach is so small, like the size of a fist? The size of a fist. And what we see, the mangoes going in there, the dates are going in there, the chicken's going in there, the samosas are going in there, and the rolls are going in there. And after an hour, it's stuffed full with the food. Have we ever looked at the stomach? We just keep on stuffing and we leave the stomach to digest the food. My brothers, Allahu Akbar. The heart, you don't have to look to the heart. You just have to do dhikr and the heart automatically will turn over, turn over, turn over, tick and tick. Once, go to the wali of Allah and say to that wali, make my heart alive. You have to learn the dhikr of the heart from the ustad. Because this is the biggest knowledge. To learn alif, ba, ta, tha, we go to the ustad. Allah Ta'ala says the whole universe is doing dhikr of Allah. So don't you need an ustad to teach you dhikr of the heart? Of course you do. You have to go to the ustad, teacher, teach me dhikr of my heart. How can I make my heart do the dhikr of Allah, become alive? This is the sheikh, the waliwala, those people of passion, desire, whoever want. Tell me, sheikh, give me tasbih, give me dhikr. Wallah, I swear by Allah, on the first sitting, the first gathering, the first company, the first speech, this first discussion with the wali of Allah, if your heart doesn't start to do the dhikr of Allah, then tell me. And if you want to stop it, you can't stop it. You're sleeping. Allah, Allah, Allah. And this is called making the heart alive to the dhikr of Allah. This is maraqabah dhikr. Dhikr-e-qalbi. This is called, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah has defined this and explained this. And this is so easy. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever is easy has more reward Islamically. When dhikr is so easy for us, tasbih doesn't have to be done, we don't have to count, we don't have to use the beads, we don't have to use the timer. Allah Ta'ala says 70 times greater is the dhikr of the heart than the dhikr of the tongue of the tasbih. So why do we waste our time? Why do we waste our time? That's why Allah Ta'ala says, dhikran kathira kathira, do the dhikr of the heart. Dhikr of the heart, maraqabaya dhikr. This is the hukm, the order of Allah. وَصَبِّهُهُ وَبُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala says the whole program, framework, methodology. Allah Ta'ala says all day, all night, your heart will do dhikr of Allah. But there are certain times, moments, that Allah says, وَصَبَّهُ وَبُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. That Allah Ta'ala says, I like that you gather in the morning and in the evening and you present yourself to Allah. Allah says, I want to see you in the form of a congregation, a group, a majlis. Allah says, I want to see my jama'ah. All day, you're in the dunya, you're doing dhikr at home, individually, you're getting the rewards. But Allah Ta'ala says, I feel, I want that in the morning when the sun is rising and the day is starting with my rahmah and my mercies, and Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is descending in the morning, and in the night when the day is finishing, your diary is closing, and that's the end of the day, Allah says, I want to see you in the beginning and the end of the day, those doing dhikr of Allah in the gathering, the majlis, subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. That's why we're gathered. So wasabahu bukratan wasila. I'm not saying this. Allah says in the Quran, dhikran kathira, in the morning and in the evening. These two times Allah says are so preferable to me. So preferable to me. Allah says, I don't say this. Allah Ta'ala says, I've given the hukam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the commentary of this. Allah says, I've given the hukam and who will give the commentary of this verse? My mahbub, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith that in the morning and the evening to do dhikr of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in the morning, after Fajr, after the Fajr prayer, and until the sun rises, this is the morning period. And in the evening after Asr, these are the two times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after Fajr prayer until the sun rises, and after Asr, when the day is ending, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the people who do dhikr in congregation, in jama'ah, to sit with them is such a beloved action for me, such a preferable action for me, is so preferable to me that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, from his nasl, his progeny, four slaves are set free. Even more beloved is this action of dhikr than that action of setting the slaves from the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. That Allah's Mahbub sallallahu alayhi salam held this action beloved. So the person who does this action will become the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. This is obviously a proof. When you do action on an action that is beloved to your person who you love, for example, you love something which is X, and I love something which is X or Y. I love this perfume, and I say to a friend, I love this perfume. Then tomorrow he will come, my friend, and he will be bringing that perfume, applying that perfume. I'll say, you like that perfume? Because he has the love for what I love. So both have that same choice. I love that certain action, that perfume, that fragrance, and I mention it. Then he starts that action. He's subhanAllah. He loves that action or that item because I love the action. So Rasulullah said that two times to sit to do the dhikr of Allah are very beloved to me, and he gave the example. So the person who grabs these two time frames, then he becomes the beloved of Rasulullah and in turn Allah. And we run around shouting, claiming, trying that we are lovers of Allah, that we love Rasulullah, we want his love, we want his affection, we do du'as, we pray. SubhanAllah, if you do these two actions, morning and evening, sit in dhikr. And the walis of Allah say that the person who sits in these two times to do dhikr of Allah, he will not have death until and unless he does the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will have to do ziyarah first because the veils between the believer and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are lifted when he does dhikr in this way. So my brothers, this is dhikr of Allah that I've summarized to you in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. So at least in this time of Ramadan, in Ramadan, let's have a good habit, and the whole year with the fadl of Allah, the habit will remain. So let's start to try from today in these valuable times, especially that learn dhikr of the heart. Straight away learn this. Don't delay. Don't delay learning the dhikr of dhahr. Otherwise the reward of Ramadan will be wasted. Just like with the fadl and karam of Allah, we see that who knew that we will come here for Asr today? Who had the guarantee will come for Asr today and do dhikr of Allah? So tell me, when we finish dhikr, then how much thawab we will earn and we will get up with the thawab. So this Quran and the hadith that I've mentioned to you, this will be the karam and the fadl, the blessings of Allah, that in Ramadan we have attained those times that we can do dhikr of Allah. Within those times, subhanAllah, what else do we need? Tell me. We have the light, the noor, and the fadl, the blessings and mercies of Allah, that if we attain that time that Allah Ta'ala loves, in which through dhikr them we've attained the eternal success. So bring dhikr into your lives. Dhikr doesn't mean leave Quran recitation and other deeds of Islam. No, of course carry them on. But this is a specific deed we have to bring to our life and give it importance, that this is a great deed, the dhikr of Allah. So firstly, learn the dhikr of the heart. Don't be lazy. Don't neglect this. To neglect this is to finish the emphasis of your life, the objective of your life. It's so easy. If you come, you sit, and you have 3 minutes in the masjid, you have 3 minutes, close your eyes, focus on the heart, don't look around, don't focus on anything. Allah, 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 Allah on the heart. Once to say Allah in the heart, once to say Allah in the heart, to say Allah on the tongue, the reward on the day of judgment, when the person sees that at this time I didn't recite Allah's name, he will regret so much that there was so much reward for saying Allah's name once if I did it from my tongue. So much reward that it's higher than the peaks of the mountains to say Allah's name once. Allah is such a great name, and so is easy. I say the easier the ibadah is in Islam, the easier the ibadah is, the more the reward Allah Ta'ala gives. Why? Because a person, he is sincere and he doesn't have to make effort. And even the weak person is included. The person who is strong can do tahajjud, recite Quran. The weak Muslim can't pray nawafil deeds, can't do dhikr. He's wasted his whole life. His beard has gone white. He hasn't read Quran recitation. He hasn't gone anywhere. He hasn't done anything for the deen of Islam. He hasn't made effort. Ramadan has come and people are reciting Quran. People are strong on the deen and he is weak and he has a desire in the heart. What should he do? Do the dhikr of Allah. Do the dhikr of Allah, easiest deed. Dhikr of Allah, so easy, so easy. Allah says, why are you distressed? Why are you so unhappy? Allah says, I've made the deen easy for the sinners. Allah Ta'ala says, first I glance with my mercy to the weak people, to the sinners, not the mujahidah people, not the people who make effort and try hard all the time. Allah says, I want the weak people, the sinners, to reach into paradise. So don't fear. Don't fear. As soon as you take hold of dhikr of Allah, Allah says, you weak person becomes strong, and the strong person becomes the wali of Allah. And this silsila continues due to the dhikr of Allah. For all the doors of ease and mercy open with the dhikr of Allah. I'm not asking for commission, payment, profit. You know, like people who sell things and they're salesmen and they ask for commission. I don't ask for commission from you. I ask for commission from Allah. Allah says, the best person is he who teaches and connects my makhluk to me, Allah Ta'ala says. That's why I'm trying hard, that one person learns dhikr from me, then my akhirah will be made with the fadl of Allah. That's why I invite you, my friends, through the Quran, through the hadith, and through your akhirah, that learn the dhikr of Allah, learn qalbi, dhikr of the heart today. Alhamdulillah, you will have no prevention from anything. You will come to salah, you have 2 minutes free, 3 minutes free, you do dhikr, out you go, do dhikr, you're lying down, do dhikr, go on tabligh, do dhikr, wherever you're going, 1 minute you won't be free. Close your eyes, concentrate on the heart, and so much peace and satisfaction you will attain, and you'll be elevated at the same time. So easy. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.